Now, as our second feature, we have a bit of history from Mike Hicks of Stalham Gallery, who goes into the background of providing heating for ironing and keeping water hot. His article is read by Jill Jewell.
We are all conversant with slugs. I think to many gardeners they are an absolute pain, but some gardeners might find them beneficial. I'm not quite sure about that type of slug, but there is one type of slug that you don't find in the garden. Well, probably you shouldn't find in the garden. That is a slug that was used to heat certain domestic objects. This one was made of iron. In the middle of the 19th century, there were two main types of iron used for ironing clothes and linen, and that was a flat iron. One was just a large lump of iron, which was heated on a range or near a fire, because you had no electricity, you had no such thing as batteries. You had to rely on the heat from the fire, which you transported by way of this slug, and then pressed the clothes. A very laborious process, which meant you had to have at least one or two on the go, so one was being used while the other was heated. A big innovation that made life a lot easier was when they made an iron which had a trap door in the back, in which you inserted a large lump of iron called a slug. This was preheated in or on the fire, which got it as hot as possible, and then with great care you put it in the aperture at the back of the iron to give the heat necessary to carry out useful ironing. Again, a spare one had to be kept on the range so that when that got cold you had one to carry on the process. These were very rudimentary ways of ironing, but nevertheless it was used all over the country, probably all over Europe, if not the world, as a process to iron clothes which beforehand had been done in a very much simpler way. Now, most ironing was carried out on the kitchen table that was covered with a thick cloth or blanket, though smaller tables were designed for ironing and were bought for laundries in large houses. From the 1860s, space-saving ironing boards that had folding legs appeared. So the box iron with the slug in place was the absolute game-changer for both domestic servants and people who had to do their own ironing. Before we had heated irons, laundry and clothes were smoothed with a wooden roller on a flat board without any form of heating, or by rubbing with glass, linen smoothers, polished stones, or even pieces of hardwood. The slug was an absolute boon and game-changed the whole method of ironing throughout the Victorian times. We move now from the kitchen or the laundry room into the drawing room, where people were expected to take tea. Yes, you can take the teapot through to the drawing room to serve tea, but you may want to have a refill, and therefore you need some hot water. Again, with the absence of any electricity or even oil heating, you had to have water that was ready to make tea. Here we have a samovar, a large copper or brass vessel which you put hot water in. In the centre of the vessel was a tube. In that tube you inserted another type of slug, just a large rod with a hole at the top so you could carry it safely, and put it into the aperture, which from there radiated heat and kept the water hot. So you could make tea in your teapot in the drawing room as if by magic. These vessels needed servants to keep them clean and polished, and obviously they had to bring slugs from the kitchen or where there was a fire sufficient to heat them to almost red hot to put inside the vessel to keep your tea water hot. So we have two types of slug, made from very rough iron, extremely heavy, but extremely important in order to look after the domestic life of the Victorians.